Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Since the Zika virus was detected in 2014, cases have been reported in 34 countries in the Americas, including Jamaica. The Ministry of Health has reported 6 confirmed cases in Jamaica, a relatively small number in comparison to other countries. Director of the UNFPA Sub-Regional Office Caribbean, Sheila Rousseau, says this gives Jamaica an opportunity to strengthen its Zika preparedness activities.
This only means that there is still time to prepare a response to the virus based on the experiences from and research conducted by other countries.
Scientists have determined that Zika virus infection in pregnant women can cause microcephaly and other severe fetal brain defects. Microcephaly is a birth defect characterized by an abnormal smallness of the head and incomplete brain development. A man infected with the Zika virus can pass it on to his partner during sex. According to the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the virus can stay in semen longer than in blood. Given the link between ZikV and fetal brain defects, as well as the fact that it can be transmitted sexually, Jamaican men and women are being encouraged to delay pregnancy for the next 6 to 12 months. Pregnant women are being urged to seek early prenatal care and to take every precaution to prevent mosquito bites. Ms. Rousseau emphasizes that both men and women should be encouraged to safeguard their sexual and reproductive health.
There is a vital role for men to play in preventing pregnancies, supporting women's choices, and involving themselves in the care of their children. Therefore, we want the messages and advice to men as partners and providers to be as specific as the ones addressing and targeting women.
The National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, NFPB-SHA, is leading government's initiatives to empower Jamaican men and women to take charge of their sexual and reproductive health, particularly as it relates to the threat of ZikV.
The National Family Planning Board is that institution that is responsible for the procurement of contraceptive supplies on behalf of the government and people of Jamaica. So our involvement pretty much looks at ensuring that we have adequate stocks at this particular point in time of contraceptives. And we're not just talking about things like the pill. We also have the injectable. The particular one that we have is Depo-Provera.
Director, Communications and Public Relations, National Family Planning Board, Sexual Health Agency, Diane Thomas. The NFPB-SHA is also ensuring there are adequate stocks of condoms on the island. These are distributed to the 4 regional health authorities and are then given out free of cost at health centers islandwide.
Thinking about or trying to get pregnant? Or are you already pregnant? Protect yourself.
Messages like the one you just heard have been given heavy rotation on radio and television, complemented by print ads encouraging men and women to delay pregnancy. This in keeping with a recommendation by the Ministry of Health that Jamaican women delay pregnancy for the next 6 to 12 months.
The NFPB also has been charged with assisting in the distribution of educational materials related to the Zika virus. So alongside our contraceptive brochures, we have been distributing as well and ensuring distribution of Zika material alongside contraceptive material.
Director, Communications and Public Relations, National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, Diane Thomas. Teen mothers have also been engaged through one-on-one interactions and have been sensitized about the link between the Zika virus and birth defects. The NFPB's HIV outreach testing and youth intervention teams have been out in communities providing information to members of the public. There's no vaccine or cure for the Zika virus. However, the Ministry of Health is assuring that it has adequate supplies of medication to treat symptoms of the illness, as well as the Zika-linked condition Guillain-Barré syndrome. The ministry has also stepped up its vector control efforts to search for and destroy mosquito breeding sites. So, it's now up to you to protect yourself and your family from mosquito bites and to take charge of your sexual and reproductive health. This has been Healthline. With studio engineer Andre Palma, I'm Lorraine Mendez, reminding you that you only get one body, so take care of it.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.